We've all heard the one about waiting for a bus and then several turn up at once. Much the same situation involving new CDs. Firstly, my sincere thanks to everyone who got in touch with me about the double tribute program last month to Alan Haven and Brian Sharp. Your comments were most appreciated. So yes, this month's show finds me with a whole bunch of new releases to share with you. Back in 2015, I had a visit from Byron Jones, together with his friend Terry, and after sharing all the Organ World news, he kindly left me with a copy of his latest CD, on which I'm going to commence this month's edition of Organ First Radio by playing a couple of contrasting tracks. The first one being one that I haven't heard for years, but which is ideally suited to the myriad of sounds that can be conjured up by the Welsh wizard on his Versiscala. With appropriate Cuban rhythm patterns much in evidence, this is Margarita Liacona's 1934 composition, Taboo. Taboo from the CD by Byron Jones, titled Strictly Taboo, played on the Versi Scala, which in recent times he's fitted with one of the Hauptwerk modules, which enables him to play in his much-favoured theatre organ style, such as in this next item by famous songwriter Walter Donaldson, who penned My Buddy back in 1922. My Buddy, and before that, Taboo. Just two contrasting tracks from the 18 on offer in Byron Jones' excellent CD titled Strictly Taboo, featuring, as it does, the best of two worlds, the Versi Scala and the Hauptwerk system. Now, I did indicate that this month's edition comprised of all new recordings, and although this next one came out in 2013, I didn't receive a copy until last month, so in effect, it is a new recording. Well, to me at least. The fact that I'm bringing it to your attention so late doesn't make it any the less exciting, because when Alex Paler sets his mind to a production with a capital P is what you get. The title is just plain Alex Paler Electone Player, and it's contained in a strong gatefold holder, which opens to reveal concise and informative sleeve notes set out in two distinct sections, the man and the instrument. The instrument is one of the most exclusive models in the Yamaha range, the Electone ELX-1M, of which this is the only one in the country, and on which Alex performs live 11 of the 12 tracks. The odd one out is the track performed on the Yamaha GT2 Grand Touch piano. From the minute you see this CD in the racks, the professional standard leaps out at you, which is no surprise when the vice president of Warner Brothers Records assisted in the packaging, photo shoots and marketing with his extensive knowledge and contacts to make sure it would be a world-class product. Now, back in my television studio days, one of the sound engineers introduced me to the sound of the Jacques Lussier Trio, which comprised of French pianist Jacques Lussier, bass player Pierre Michelot, and percussionist Christian Garot. They reworked mostly Baroque music, in particular by Johann Sebastian Bach, but also Vivaldi and other composers, to fit their own style and instruments. And I was very much reminded of that sound and style when I heard Alex Paler play Bach's Solfeggietto. The Solfeggietto, played there by Alex Paler. Now, as any of my regular listeners will tell you, I always look for tracks that are new to the Organ World recorded output, and this next one certainly fits the bill. Written in 1974 by a famous tango composer, Astor Piazzolla, here is Alex Paler with an exciting version of Libertango. Thank you. Libertango. And so there we are, two very unusual contrasting tracks from an artist who doesn't release new CDs on a regular basis, but when he does, the wait has been well worth it. Much the same can be said for his Organ World appearances, so should your club have him booked, and if not, why not, then you most certainly would be in for a very special treat that night. Who knows, he might even turn up with his very latest instrument, the Stagia Electone ELS-02C. In the meantime, a full rundown of the tracks and ordering details can be found on the Organ First radio pages. Back in November last year, Brian Dawson emailed me to ask if I'd include something in a future programme by the late Tony Back. Sorry it's been so long getting round to fulfilling the request, Brian, but what with Christmas shows, specials and various other things, it's not been possible until now. Anyway, I hope the wait is worth it, because here is Tony Back with a great arrangement of You Make Me Feel So Young. Last month I read of the passing of novelist Margaret Forster, a name that might not ring any bells unless I couple it with the title of her second novel, Georgie Girl, published in 1965. It describes the choices open to a young working-class woman in London during the swinging 60s and was adapted into a successful 1966 film starring Lynn Redgrave as Georgie, with Charlotte Rampling, Alan Bates and James Mason in supporting roles. The composition was by Jim Dale and Tom Springfield, and it just happens to be one of 18 tracks on a new recording by Jason Lee. Apart from heralding his debut on the programme, it also heralds the sound of the Italian instrument called the key B, which, as you'll hear, has a somewhat passing resemblance to that of the Hammond. Georgie Girl, a track from a new CD by Jason Lee, titled The Best of Lounge Organ, which he describes as a journey down memory lane. The object was to produce an electronic organ recording that firstly was not multi-tracked, but if he heard it playing in a shop, would want to buy it and play it often rather than just leave it on the shelf. And secondly, but because he wanted to do something that reminded people of how the organ scene used to sound back in the 60s and 70s. Falling directly into that category is the theme from The Summer of 42, composed by Michel Legrand. theme from the film Summer of 42, released back in 1971 by Warner Brothers, and performed there on the Key B organ by newcomer to the show, Jason Lee. The CD title, once again, The Best of Lounge Organ. Jason explained to me that he took an interest in organs by having lessons at Maiden's Organs in Chesterfield. Talking of which, it's time I slotted in some theatre organ music, and as it was organist John Maiden, who was the proprietor of that store, who better to feature right now? Here's John with Crinoline Capers, followed by the Warblers Serenade. Crinoline Capers and the Warblers Serenade, and nice to see that someone thoughtfully put out plenty of seed and water for the birds. Now, that particular organ, the Compton Christie at Ossett Town Hall, one could say is there due to one man, namely Frank Hare. But Frank, being the very modest person that he is, would most certainly say that it was all down to a dedicated team of enthusiasts. Sadly, so many of them are no longer around. But this stalwart of the Northern Theatre Organ Trust celebrated his 90th birthday last month and to this day is still connected with the concerts there. So, a very happy 90th birthday greeting to you, Frank, and thank you for all your devotion and dedication to this one instrument, and not forgetting, of course, your long association with the Theatre Organ Club. And talking of that particular organisation, the Theatre Organ Club, someone else who has spent a great many years looking after organs as well as playing them too is Joe Marsh. And to him, I'd also like to say congratulations because for the second time, the membership have voted Joe as the 2016 patron of the club. Here then is Joe Marsh playing another organ that he's come to know over the years, the Wurlitzer, in the New Victoria Centre, Howdenley Weir. The tune is one of those lovely little novelty numbers. It's called There's a Trick in Picking a Chick Chick Chicken. Joe Marsh at the Wurlitzer, and There's a Trick in Picking a Chick Chick Chicken. The celebrations continue because, as many of you know, Howard Beaumont is celebrating 50 years of playing in a professional capacity, and to mark the occasion, he's got a new recording out titled Wonderful, Wonderful. It's a well-known fact that no matter what instrument Howard is faced with, he takes it all in his stride, and none more so than three Rolands, a Yamaha, a Kawai, and a Hammond are all heard on this 18-track release, although, to be fair, there's no indication as to which individual or combination of instruments are being used. Makes no difference anyway, because they're all very enjoyable. Howard's association with entertaining the holidaymakers at the Scarborough Spa Suncourt are well documented, but if you'll excuse the description, he's not in season as I speak. Got to be something to do with the weather, I guess. But his proximity to the sea makes it natural for him to include a nautical medley comprising of Barnacle Bill, The Drunken Sailor, Portsmouth, Life on the Ocean Wave, Sailor's Hornpipe, The Arethusa, and Anchors Away. A 7-part nautical medley played to us there by Howard Beaumont. Now, The Arcadians is an Edwardian musical comedy with music by Lionel Monckton and Howard Talbot. The story concerns some idyllic Arcadians who wish to transform wicked London to a land of truth and simplicity. Might well have been a musical comedy back in 1909, but in 2016 that's pure fantasy. Be that as it may, it's the music that is more likely to be recorded on theatre organ, so it's a welcome change to hear the overture to The Arcadians played here on electronics by Howard Beaumont.
Thank you.
Some lovely music there, the overture to the Arcadians, performed by Howard Beaumont from his new CD, Wonderful, Wonderful, to which I'll just simply add, Hear, Hear. The CD contains a great variety of tunes, featuring several different organs and keyboards, 60 minutes of playing time, and, as ever, there's a complete list of the programmes from this popular and very hard-working artist on the Organ First Radio web pages. Now, when it comes to seeing a nice pair of ladies' legs encased in shoes with what can only be described as killer heels, it has to be an attention grabber. In this instance, it's the jacket design of Walking Back to Happiness, the latest offering from the lovely Penny Whedon. Marketed as a mix of styles, classical, 70s disco, rock, romance, film themes, traditional songs, and even one of her own compositions, this just has to be a programme of music for everyone. The majority of the 21 tracks are performed on the Yamaha DDK7, with just a couple on a Tyros 5. Now, seasonally, this first track is well ahead of its time, but it's such a nice arrangement that I hope you'll enjoy listening to Autumn Leaves. Autumn Leaves, written in 1945 by Hungarian-French composer Joseph Kosma. Now, when I began to listen to this latest CD by Penny Whedon, I kept coming back to track 17, written by Laura Fabian for her self-styled 1999 album. It's one of the most beautiful, soul-touching versions I've heard for a long time. It's simply called Broken Vow.
Thank you.
Broken Vow, 4 minutes 43 seconds of pure musical delight, brought to you by that delightful fun-loving organist, Penny Whedon, on her new CD, Walking Back to Happiness. Now, promises, promises, promises. At last I can tell you all about the new Klaus Funderlich CD that I've mentioned in recent editions of Organ First Radio. It's called Absolutely Funderlich, and it's being released on the Not Now record label on the 11th of this month. So, pending when you listen to the programme, you may already have a copy. And if not, then MSS are already taking advance orders for this double CD. It's not generally known that Klaus Funderlich, having contracted to do a UK tour, would then compile and rehearse his programme in readiness for the engagements. This would be a set programme and comprise of some items that he might have earlier released commercially in one form or another, and some that were current. He then made what can only be described as a rehearsal tape in order to check out timings and any last-minute alterations. This would be recorded in his studio using the instrument that he was about to tour with, but without any studio audio enhancements. All the recordings on this double CD are recorded on a two-track recorder and not as usual in the multi-channel playback technique. To me, this is the first time that we've heard the real Klaus Funderlich, apart, that is, if you went to any of his concerts, for this is what his double CD is, a Klaus concert without the concert hall applause. As a bonus, there are eight tracks which have never been heard before, played on Hammond, whereas all the remainder are on the Versi Spectra. The other unusual thing about this CD is that 90% of the tracks are all in medley or concert version lengths. There's a full rundown of all the tracks and full ordering details on our web pages. So, to take us out of the Organ First Radio Show this month, here's just a short extract from the 22-minute long film theme medley. I'm sure you'll recognise all the tunes anyway. So, until next month, when I hope you'll join me for some more of the brightest and best organ music on the internet, this is Alan Ashton saying, as always, bye for now. Thank you.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.